And our theme is Christ, we adore thee. And the first point I want to make is remember and keep it fresh. You'll understand in a moment. Remember and keep it fresh. We're going to be in Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7, verse 7 through 9. And the Bible reads, "The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to you and your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is faithful. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands." This is Moses right now, and he's talking to the people. It's another reminder that God tells the people that it's like you weren't special. You're the least among the people, but you cried out to me, and you're special, and I'm keeping my promise to you because I gave from generations to your father Abraham. This is a promise. And God keeps his word. He said it's an oath, and I keep it. And he reminds these people why that's special. Because he said so. Because God said so. You see, it's a reminder to them is who's in control, who loves you. He reminds these people. We're going to go to right over here in Hosea 3, verse 1 to 3. I always go back to this because listen to me. Let me tell you something, I'll be honest. I'm not this guy to always keep it fresh in my mind and my heart. But when I go back to this book, Hosea, and what this man had to do, it really, really reminds me of how much God loves us. Here's the story. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. It says, "The Lord said to me, 'Go show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another man, is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love sacred raisin cakes.'" Crazy. "So I brought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and lethal of barley. Then I told her, 'You are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will behave the same towards you.'" This is a tall order. Here it is. God tells a man, go ahead. If you check out the story, this is a great story to go back and read. He tells this man to go ahead and marry a prostitute, have children by her and everything. Go ahead. Here's this woman. The same woman goes out, mess around with other men. He goes back, gets his wife. But no, he didn't just get his wife back. He went and paid for her. So he pays for her, brings her back to him, and then says, "Listen, you need to be faithful to me. And guess what? I'm going to do the same for you." I want you to think of that. Think about that for a moment. Who's married in here? Imagine God put you to that challenge. How would you respond to that? But God wanted to make it clear to us of how the great depths he went to love us in spite of who we are. Think about that. You see, the point here is you got to remember and keep it fresh. I know for me, I've been married 21 years, going on 21 years. And I remember, you know, when I first saw my wife, how I wanted to court her. I made her feel special. Let me tell you, I used to take this woman to every meeting, pick up. When she wanted to date, I had a plan. Every moment, I had a plan for her because I wanted to make her feel special. Right? So everything, opened doors for her. She couldn't do anything. Ask her if I do that now. But listen. But guess what? I took her out yesterday and I brought coffee for her this morning because I knew I was preaching today. But listen, my point is, you got to remember and you have to keep it fresh. And I remember those days and when I was, because I remembered how I cared about her. I used to sit down and just listen to her and everything she thought. Like, I would sit down and listen, give great advice. Now I'm sort of like Margie. Listen, you got to get to the point. You know, but it's sad, but it's true. Now when we get out the car, remember I was that guy opening the car? I'm the first one out. Make sure you lock the door. You know, I was driving her everywhere. Remember that? I was driving her. Now I'm like, listen, I'll drive, go, and you drive, come back, right? But I got to remind myself. I had to twist it. I'm glad I brought the coffee this morning. Sweetie, I'm going to change. Because I'm going to remember and keep it fresh. You see, if you don't remind yourself, you get ungrateful for the things you have. Not only for the gifts God gave you, but the gift giver. You got to remember, if anything, remember and keep it fresh. I mean, how many of you ate a stale piece of bread before? Nobody really wants that. It's not the best thing, right? It doesn't taste well. What do you do when you taste that stale piece of bread? You want to get rid of it. You want to throw it out. That's what happens when you don't remember and keep it fresh. Right? Now, as we go to my next point. Oh, let me, I didn't even take out my notes. Let me take out my notes. I got notes here. What, you think I was making this up? Oh, who said that? Go ahead, say it again. All right. You know, and also as well as remembering and keep it fresh, you know, if you lost a loved one in something, sometimes what happens as well is it could be a scent. Like I know when I go to my mom's house and I go into my mom and dad's room, there's this little cabinet they have where he kept his colognes. And I would open it up, and as soon as I smell that fragrance, a fresh memory of my father would come to me, of something he said and did. You know, and we got to do that when it comes to Christ. We got to always remember that, like it's just yesterday, that, listen, this is fresh, this is new, because it changes your attitude towards Christ. He gave us a deposit guarantee. Second point, he gave us deposit guarantee. I know most of you have bank accounts, correct? Right? And there's a thing called FDIC insurance that protects you in case banks fail. Now, if the banks fail, guess what? You can still get your money. How many of you know how long you have to go get your money if that bank fails? They have up to 99 years to pay you back all your money. Is that a good guarantee? Right? It's not a good guarantee. Not a good guarantee. But I wanted to show you something here. Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. And it says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. This is a guarantee you can bank on. We said we got a deposit guarantee in the Holy Spirit. We all, if you're a disciple of Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you. And let me show you something about the Holy Spirit. And what I love about this passage, it talks about having that salvation. It talks about when you believe, you were marked with a seal. We are marked. We are set apart. But the only way you're going to feel that way and see that way if you, what do you got to do? Remember and keep it fresh. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. The Bible reads, now there are distinctive varieties of God's spirits, spiritual gifts, speaking abilities given by the grace and the extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit, operating in believers. But it is the believers, and there are distinctive varieties of ministries and services, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive ways of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who produces all things in all believers, inspiring, energizing, and empowering them. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit illumination and enabling of the Holy Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Holy Spirit the power to speak, the message of wisdom, and to another the power to express the work, the word of knowledge and understanding according to that same Spirit, to another working faith by the same Spirit, and to another the extraordinary gift of healing by the one Spirit. What am I saying? We all, when we made that decision to follow Christ and we became Lord, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And that Holy Spirit inside of us is powerful. I want you to stop for a moment. What do you think your gift is? Somebody said it, go ahead. Evangelism, amen. Anybody else? What's your gift? Anybody else? What's a gift you have? Serving. Anybody else? Hospitality. Go ahead, say that again. Encourage me more. Go ahead, amen. Go ahead. Who else? Giving. Persevering. What else? Love. Okay. The Holy Spirit. Okay. Anybody else? Tristan. What? You mean taking? You see? Amen. Amen. I got it. Thank you, brother. I got it. This is good. I see you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Music, singing. Good. Excellent. That's good. Anybody else? One more. Or is we good? Go ahead.
Administration.
See, the reason why I shared with this is, right, we all got a deposit guarantee. We have something special in us. Here's the next question. Are you using it to your full potential for the Lord? Now I'm asking myself, am I using my gifts to the full potential? Because the only challenge with us as disciples, us as Christians, is using our full potential with Christ. Because when we got that deposit guarantee, we all got something special. And we got to figure out what it is and use it for Christ, because we are needed. I don't know if you guys have ever been to court before. No? When you go to court, you have something in court. You have a prosecutor, and you have the defense attorney, and you have the judge. You see, what God wants to do with us with these gifts he's given us, he wants to use us as witnesses. You see, when you go to court, and say, for example, you're in that the jury box where the jury's listening to the presentation, whoever's speaking, and the witness is horrible. Wow, he's a liar, he's a cheat, and he's coming up on a stand, and he's trying to convict somebody. Would you believe that guy? No. Why would you believe him? Because his character stands out. You see, what God wants to do is us and use our gifts is so we can be great witnesses for him. He needs us to expand the word, not because we have to, because he showed us his great love first. All right. We're not going to cover this too much. This is my point. It says, God did everything, then he sent his son. I'll repeat that again. God did everything for us, then he sent his son. Now, if you go, and before, let me just back up a little bit. Remember I was speaking about my wife and how keep it fresh and remember and keep it fresh? I got another point that I want to add on. Can I be married to my wife forever? No? What's going to do us part? Death does us part. Another question with that, would Jesus ever leave us? He's always with us. You may lose people, you may lose someone close to you, but Jesus will always be with us. A side note I want to share, real quick scripture regarding that. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, the Bible reads, keep your lives from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God had said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I want never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Listen, people around you will die. Think about that for a moment. And you'll be hurt, you'll be discouraged, but God will always be there for you. How does that make you feel personally? Can you connect with that? It's so important for us to realize what we have in our hands. You know, I think about that, and I always admire a story I heard long ago. It's called the Acres of Diamonds story. Many of you probably heard it, but it was a guy. Him and his family had this home, and he heard about diamonds on the other side of an island. So he went all the way. He went searching high and low for these diamonds because he heard about it, and he wanted to be part of it. He wanted to be successful. He wanted to be wealthy. So he searched. He did everything he can. He sold everything he did. He sold the property that he had. Everything. Never couldn't find the diamonds, messed up his life, ended up dying. Meanwhile, the folks he sold the house to that he lived in that whole time, one day they had a couple over there. The couple they had over, he was an engineer, and he was by the house. And what this gentleman who owned the house used to do, he used to always bring in these fancy stones that he used to see in the backyard. They were always like slightly glazed, and he would put them up in the mantle. So he comes in there, and he's there with his family. His friend says, what is this? He said, oh, these are stones in the backyard. Remember, he's a mining engineer, so he could see clearly what it is. He said, do you know this is diamond in the rough forms? He says, really? He said, how many of you have having it? How many of these do you have? He said, there's a whole bunch in the backyard. So this guy went, sold everything he had looking for diamonds. But everything he needed was right in his home the whole time. See, so we got to remember what we have in our hands. Everything we need, we have right now. If you're unhappy, remember, everything you need, you have right now. You lost somebody, everything you need, you have right now in Christ. You just got to remember, you have to keep it fresh, and remember you have it already. Because we have a deposit guarantee. You see, God did everything, then he sent his son. And in 1 John 4, verse 9 to 10, the Bible reads, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You see, the theme of my message was Christ, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to build up to it. I want you to remember and keep it fresh. I want you to remind you what you have in your hand. I want to make sure that you have a deposit guarantee. Now, as we get this point, this is personal. You see, everybody may not see this the same. Because you know what? You have your own personal story. You do. You see, when I look back at my life, I'll just share a little about myself. As a teenager coming up, I did everything my way. My mom and dad would say, go right, I'll go left. I've been in trouble, drinking, drugging, in gangs. Listen, but you know what I realized? Every juncture of my life, I saw where God saved me. One of my friends was right, I just left him, shot and killed. Another time, these guys were coming directly after me. And I remember, here's how crazy it was. I went. It was so bad that they were scouring all through a whole bunch of backyards just looking for me, for what I did. I was on a roof, and I heard them say, if you catch them, rattle him with holes. They wanted to finish me. And I'm on that roof. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just escaped it. I escaped near death so many times. And I think about my life. I'm like, why? And then God has blessed me. I came to this church many years ago. And I met a beautiful wife. My theme was like, look, I want a wife off a runway. I'm going to make so much money, and I'm going to get her off the runway, a model off a runway. But seriously, this is my mindset. But God had it even better. I picked a wife off God's runway. But that's what I'm talking about. That's how amazing God is. You know, when I count my blessings and look through each thing, my kids don't know anything about me. They don't need to know. But they know some stuff. But I'm looking at them and seeing how God's been working in their lives. This is where it motivates me and inspires me. This is what makes me emotional and makes me connect. Because I remind myself, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for us. Our sins. No, not for ours, for my sins. What did he do for your sins? Connect with that. Because if you don't connect, you'll walk out and be the same person. We have an opportunity today to be different right now. Because we have the Word of God. And remember, you are loved. You see, I didn't want to take up most of your time. I believe, you know, simple and to the point. And hopefully you got it. I know I got it, right? But thank you for allowing me and humoring me at this time. But let's pray, guys. God, we thank you so much. Thank you for this time with my brothers and sisters. Be with us, God, as we hear your word. Allow it to connect with us, touch our hearts. We thank you and love you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.